Now we both kinda like it. Now we both kinda know that if we're ever gonna make it, we just need to let go.
You're listening to the Crosscutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment. I'm recording this podcast on October 5th, 2016. My guest today is a polyglot developer who works on the Couchbase developer advocate team with me, Nick Raboy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
Doing fine. Thanks for being on my show. Let's talk a little bit about OAuth. And does the auth stand for authorization or authentication? And what does OAuth do?
So actually in OAuth, the auth stands for authorization. So between the two, authentication and authorization are very different. So when you have authorization, you're authorizing someone or something to use something. Whereas with authentication, you're kind of validating credentials or that they're a correct user.
Okay, so what does OAuth then give you?
Sure, yeah. So OAuth is a way to simplify. It's kind of a standard when it comes to authorizing applications, more specifically to use APIs or other kind of services. So what happens is you'll try to connect to a service. You'll use OAuth. You'll go through this flow. During that flow, you'll authenticate, of course, not through OAuth, but through the service's backend or whatever they're using. And in return, you'll end up with a token at the end of this. This token saves you from having to continuously distribute your password in every API request, because nowadays everything works off of an API and you could potentially be making hundreds of thousands of API requests and you don't want to have to send your password with each one of those because it could be sniffed or something along those lines. So you'll get a token on what you were authorized to use and you can just pass that around with that API.
What's the difference between OAuth 1 and 2? Are they compatible? And if not, why would I use one or the other?
Yeah, so OAuth 1 and 2, they solve the same purpose. It's not like, hey, OAuth 2 is kind of the next level, next version of OAuth. It works a little differently than that. So with OAuth 1, so you can actually use HTTP. You don't have to have SSL involved with OAuth 1. Instead, what happens is both the client and the server share keys, and those keys are used to hash or encrypt the data that goes back and forth. Whereas with OAuth 2, things are a little different. Instead of using those kind of server-side, client-side keys with hashing, instead what you're doing is you're using SSL. And then a lot of people will say that one is more secure than the other. I think that's more of a debatable issue. It depends on how you're looking at it and what you're trying to do. There are plenty of services that will use either or. So for example, Twitter. Twitter is one of the few that I know of that actually uses OAuth 1.0. Services like Google will actually use OAuth 2.
So you mentioned that OAuth is good for API authentication, that you get a token. So is that done in JavaScript? Would I direct the user to log in and then get the token and then make the API requests at that point?
So it actually varies. So there's the OAuth protocol. It's just an HTTP kind of transaction. So you could use curl. You could use any kind of HTTP request, or you can use many of the various. So usually what happens is every provider, when I say provider, I mean API provider that has OAuth implemented, they'll usually have their own clients or SDKs that you can include for, say, Java, JavaScript, whatever the language may be, to make your life a little bit easier. Because what happens when you're using OAuth, say, for example, OAuth 2.0, what happens is first you'll hit this endpoint. This endpoint is your grant kind of endpoint. You'll hit it. You'll navigate to it in your web browser. You'll enter your username and password. And in return, depending on the grant type, you'll receive a grant token. So with that token, you can then exchange it for an access token. So it's a multi-step process. Once you have that access token, then you can actually start using APIs, because the API will request that you distribute that token with whatever request you're trying to access.
Okay. Now, what are some alternatives to using OAuth? Maybe some other approaches to authentication or authorization in this case. And why would I want to use OAuth instead of them?
I've never personally used another method. I believe that there's other methods like think LDAP and SAML. But again, I don't have any hands-on experience with those. But I think those are also authentication methods as well versus just authorization.
Is there any relation between OAuth and OpenID?
So for the longest time, I thought that they were the same thing. They're not the same thing. So OpenID is more authentication. So it's this unified resource for you have this set of credentials, this OpenID credentials, and you could validate yourself. You can validate who you are. And then, like I said, OAuth, you're granting access. There's nothing to do with validating who you are. You could be anyone. It doesn't matter.
I see. So they can work together, but they do different things.
Yeah, and then some people will argue that maybe OAuth does have an authentication layer to it, but all of the spec documentation tries to advise against that. And the spec documentation I'm referring to is found on OAuth.net.
Can you recommend any OAuth libraries that I can use in my code to help me navigate this multi-step process?
Yeah, so it depends. So I'm a big Node.js developer. So there's actually a really, really good package that you can use called Passport.js. So Passport.js has all of this baked in. It makes it really easy. All you need to really provide is the stuff like the client secret or the redirection URLs, basically the parameters that each provider requires in order for OAuth to be successful.
Do you have any recommendations for other languages or platforms?
So I for mobile, usually when you work with mobile, there's you could usually use like say the Google SDK, things like that. For other languages like Java.net, since I don't have a lot of hands-on experience with OAuth in those languages, I don't feel comfortable making any recommendations on that.
Okay, fair enough. If I wanted to learn more about OAuth, dive in more detail, can you recommend some resources or books or videos or whatever so I could learn more about how to use OAuth?
It depends. So if you're looking just for the background and kind of the high-level stuff, definitely would recommend checking out OAuth.net. If you want more hands-on, definitely check out, if you're a Node.js developer, check out Passport. It has really nice documentation. I've made my own libraries for mobile, so if you're a PhoneGap developer or Ionic Framework developer, you can check out NG Cordova OAuth, which is just really a wrapper to various providers' OAuth endpoints. So it depends on how you are looking to learn. Stack Overflow is a good resource as well.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to promote before we wrap up the show?
I mean, if you're interested in learning more about OAuth or just any of the technologies that I mentioned, you could follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is nraboy. So I'm sure Matthew will include it in the show notes as well.
Absolutely. You can find those at crosscuttingconcerns.com. My guest today has been Nick Raboy. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.
This has been the Crosscutting Concerns podcast, produced and recorded by Matt Groves 2016. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. The hosting for this podcast was made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Skype, Audacity, and Camtasia Recorder. The theme music is by the Dirty Truckers. You can buy their music on Amazon or iTunes. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on a future episode, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com and submit your name and idea.